Trump claims Kamala Harris backed out of Fox News debate, plans tele-town hall with Sean Hannity instead. Texas border business. Texas border business. In a surprising turn, former President Donald Trump took to his Truth Social platform to announce that Vice President Kamala Harris has backed out of a previously agreed-upon debate on Fox News scheduled for September 4. Trump, who has been vocal about his willingness to engage in debates as the leading Republican candidate, expressed his disappointment in Harris' decision, which he framed as an avoidance tactic due to her inability to defend her record. Trump's statement read, "Comrade Kamala Harris informed us she will not do the Fox News debate on September 4. I am not surprised by this development because I feel that she knows it is very difficult, at best, for her to defend her record-setting flip-flopping on absolutely everything she once believed in, including her statements that there will be no fracking in Pennsylvania and her horrible performance on the border, our borders are, where millions of criminals and people from mental institutions and terrorists, have been allowed to pour into our country, totally unchecked and unvetted. It's called, and she loves it, an open border." The former president's message criticized Harris for allegedly evading the debate and attacked her stance on critical issues such as fracking and immigration. Trump referenced Harris' past statements about fracking in Pennsylvania, a battleground state where energy policy is a hot-button issue. He also criticized her performance as the Biden administration's border czar, accusing her of allowing unchecked immigration that he claims has compromised national security. In light of Harris' decision, Trump announced that instead of the debate, he will participate in a tele-town hall event on Fox News, anchored by commentator Sean Hannity. This event will be held in Pennsylvania, with further details yet to be disclosed. Trump's tele-town hall suggests his continued efforts to maintain a strong presence in media and connect directly with voters, particularly in key swing states like Pennsylvania. This development adds another layer of complexity to the 2024 presidential race. Trump, who has consistently been at the forefront of the Republican primary, has shown no hesitation in challenging Democratic leaders. His criticism of Harris and the announcement of an alternative media event emphasizes his strategy of energizing his base while casting doubt on the opposition's readiness to confront him on the debate stage. Vice President Harris' decision to reportedly back out of the debate has not yet been confirmed or explained by her campaign. As the Democratic frontrunner, Harris' actions will undoubtedly be scrutinized, with Trump and his supporters framing this as a sign of weakness or unwillingness to engage in confrontation. However, it is also possible that the decision was influenced by strategic considerations, with the Harris campaign focusing on other aspects of their election strategy. The upcoming tele-town hall with Sean Hannity is expected to draw significant attention from Trump supporters and political analysts eager to assess Trump's messaging and the public's reaction. As the 2024 election approaches, events like these will play a critical role in shaping the narratives and influencing voter opinions.